It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Before we get started in our study of the book of Ephesians, let me encourage you to go to one of our websites, lrwm.org. And on that website, you'll be able to listen once again to our study of the book of Ephesians. Simply click the section where it says, Study the Book of Ephesians. And when you do that, you'll be able to listen once again to the lessons that we've gone through. And I pray over these lessons and these studies that we're doing, and I pray that you pray for me, that I'll be able to continue on studying the Word of God and giving out what God wants me to say. And this is something that you and I, both, all of us need to be doing, is studying the Word of God and giving it out, telling other individuals how good God is and what He's given us in His Word. Well, today we're going to look in the book of Ephesians, and I'm going to start in verse 19 of chapter 6, and then I'm going to read with that verse 20. Starting with verse 19, it says, And for me, this is Paul, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly, to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly, as I ought to speak. Now, we've already looked at verse 19 of Ephesians chapter 6, and I just read that. But in Ephesians 6 and verse 20, as I've read, it says there, for which I am an ambassador in bonds. This is Paul. Now, Paul, no matter where he was, viewed himself as an ambassador for Christ. Well, I believe that no matter where we are, we who have trusted Christ as Savior are ambassadors for Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20 says, Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. We see, no matter where we find Paul in his travels, in jail, confined in chains, or even as a prisoner on a ship headed for execution in Rome, no matter where he was, Paul was a witness for the Lord. Well, why was Paul such an advocate for the Lord? You see, Paul was an ambassador for our Lord, and he recognized that he was an ambassador. We, too, need to recognize that we are ambassadors for the Lord, just as Paul recognized that he was. Well, why is it that we saved people have such a hard time witnessing for the Lord? Could it be that the Lord is asking too much of us? I don't believe so. According to Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, the Bible says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I do not believe Christ asks too much of us to be witnesses for him, because he only asks us to serve him with service that is reasonable. In other words, realistic, not beyond our means of accomplishing of what needs to be done, what needs to be accomplished. God is placed within us, and he's given us the ability and the privilege of serving him as ambassadors for him, as representatives of heaven. And he doesn't ask more of us than he's going to give us. In other words, he's going to give us what we need in order to be the ambassador that he wants us to be. Well, as we look at Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 20, there's something noticeably touching in this. Paul was an ambassador sent to proclaim peace to a lost world, but he was now in chains. An ambassador is a person of consecrated integrity. No greater insult can be given to a nation than for another nation to throw its ambassadors into prison, or even to put its ambassadors to death. You see, Paul says here that he, as an ambassador, who represents another nation, was made a spectacle. An ambassador seized, bound, confined, imprisoned. An ambassador who ought to have the privileges approved for of all such representatives and to be permitted to go everywhere publishing the terms of mercy and salvation. Paul the Apostle was in prison. Well, he was under house arrest. That's the same as being in prison, except he was in a house and he was guarded day and night. But he was allowed to greet people and talk to people. And we read later on how that Paul led the people in the household of Caesar to the Lord. We read that as we study the Word of God. I believe that some of those men who held Paul captive, they had put him in chains. I believe that some of those, I'll call them soldiers, guards that had placed him there, they were watching over him. I believe that according to the Word of God, some of them got saved. Why? Because Paul was an ambassador for the Lord, and he recognized that he was an ambassador, and he did what God wanted him to do, and that was serve him even in chains. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 20 continues, and it says, that therein I may speak boldly. Paul was asking for prayer. He wanted God's people, the church at Ephesus, to pray for him, that he would be able to speak boldly. He didn't want to speak boldly about just anything, but to speak boldly about the gospel. This is according to verse 19. And as an ambassador, Paul, I believe, is saying, I should be able to speak the gospel in boldness, without hesitation or interference. It seems that even as a prisoner, in bonds, confined, that he could speak the gospel and be bold about it. And I believe that was because of God's people praying for him, that God would help him and give him the strength that he needs in order to be the ambassador for the Lord that he needed to be. It appears that Paul is not only making a statement about being bold, I believe he is also looking to the Lord for the boldness he needs to be able to keep on keeping on, proclaiming the gospel, not only to be bold, but to continue more and more and telling more and more individuals about Jesus Christ. He didn't want to quit. He wanted to go on and help other individuals know Jesus as Savior. Well, Paul said in another place in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10 through 12, and we've studied that in our study. It says there, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Well, Paul in verse 12 of Ephesians chapter 3 says, we who are saved of God have boldness in our Lord Jesus Christ, and that boldness is not according to our flesh, but by the faith of him, Christ Jesus our Lord. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 11 says that. Jesus is faithful in giving us the boldness we need to proclaim the gospel, if we want that boldness. Well, Paul wants that boldness, and he wanted that boldness as we're studying about him, as he's asked these people at Ephesus to pray for him. We receive the boldness that comes only from God to be able to tell other individuals, Jesus saves, Jesus wants you to go to heaven. God gives us that ability, that privilege, that boldness that we need to go forth and tell individuals about Jesus Christ. I believe we need to ask each other to pray. Pray for each other. Pray that God would give each of us the boldness that we need. It's there. We just need to have it increased. Our boldness needs to grow. And I believe our boldness grows the more and more that we tell people about the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, as I look on in these verses, in this verse in Ephesians chapter 6, I believe Paul had learned to be bold like Peter and John, as we read in Acts chapter 4 and verse 13. It says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. We see when people saw how bold Peter and John were, they were astonished. And they listened to them. The people were astonished at the way and how Peter and John spoke, because these two men were considered to be unlearned. This means uneducated and ignorant. They viewed these men, if I could use the term, ignoramuses. That's what the word means as we read the word ignorant. The people were amazed how well these uneducated men talked and came to the conclusion they had been with Jesus. These two men, Peter and John, had not only walked personally with Jesus, they also kept in communication with him, and that communication was in prayer. Well, we, whether well-educated or considered to be uneducated and ignorant or ignoramuses, can have the boldness of Peter and John when we get with Jesus. We save people get with Jesus in Bible study and prayer. People will perceive that you too have been with Jesus when you speak the gospel with boldness as Peter and John and Paul did. It makes no difference whether you have a PhD or an MUD. People will take notice of Jesus when you speak with the boldness that comes from being saved and being with Jesus Christ. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 20, "For which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly, as I ought to speak." Well, he says that this is the way he should be speaking, that he should be telling people about Jesus Christ, that this was the expected thing. This was natural for him. He says, "As I ought to speak, whether in bonds or free." Paul felt that the gospel ought always to be spoken with plainness and without the fear of man. Well, I believe that when a preacher stands in the pulpit, a pastor stands there, that he should not make it so hard for people to understand what he's saying using $50 words, if that's what you want to call it, speaking above the people's heads. In other words, saying things that people just simply do not understand. That pastor who stands in the pulpit needs to bring the Word of God down to them as God has brought it down to him. That pastor needs to present the Word of God with plainness. He doesn't need to water it down. He simply needs to make it so that the people can digest what he's giving them. They need to digest the Word of God. The Word of God needs to be the food that comes only from God, that food, that manna from heaven that God gives, that pastor or preacher's standing there in the pulpit speaking. We need to tell other individuals that Jesus saves, and we need to tell them how, as people of God. And especially the pastors and preachers of God need to be able to share with individuals in plainness and in the fear of, without the fear of man, but give the Word of God out and let God do the increase. Let him give the increase. We can save no one. It has to be by and through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that we have not been redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold and things received by tradition of your fathers. In other words, the things that they've told you in the past that didn't mean anything, that would not get anyone saved. We're not saved that way, but it's by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, by asking him to come into the heart. "Lord Jesus, save me. I'm sorry for my sin. Please save me. I want to go to heaven, and I can only go your way."
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.